for Reporting 101, where real kids let you know what's up.
Part of a collaboration of Police Athletic League New York and Radio Rookies.
Let's start the show.
So, today we're going to be talking about American dreams.
I live in the Bronx, Story Avenue.
I live in the Bronx from Longwood.
I live in the Bronx on Fox Street.
The same.
What do you guys consider to be your home?
Basically, when I'm comfortable and I get to do like whatever I want without anybody judging me.
Somewhere where all your stuff is at, where you can sleep and eat.
It's not really home to me though, because home is just as long as I have my family around. That place to me is just like a place where I know, and I know around there. I know like there from like a book. I know the like title, the cover, and everything inside.
What do you like about your home?
I like that I'm comfortable.
I like that I can scream because I live in the first floor and I can scream my head off if I want to. I can jump.
Well, as long as I have my family around, I'm going to be happy, so I like it.
But what I don't like is like when there's like people on the streets that kind of look like scary. Like sometimes I'll see people and when they just stare at you, it's like, okay. And I don't know what to do, so.
Some of my neighbors keep me up at night with their music.
Do they have, like, parties?
Yes, almost every day, and it's annoying.
There's so many boys that are so annoying over there. And, like, they call you names and stuff like that, and they holler at you, and you don't want to be hollered at. So, yeah.
I don't like how there's so much gun violence, and there's a lot of just violence in general, and it makes me feel like unsafe, but at the same time it doesn't like really affect me, because even though it's around where I live, it's not, I just like think that it's not gonna happen to me. I hope so.
Anywhere in the world that you wanted to live, where would it be and why?
Los Angeles, actually Hollywood, because all the famous people are there. And it's hot.
If I could live anywhere, I would live in Manhattan, Harlem specifically, because it seems so crowded, and I like crowded places because then that means like there's more stores and there's more places to shop.
Texas, because that's where I used to live, and it makes me feel like I'm wanted there. And when I was here, I never saw snow. And so when I first came here, I saw that it was snowing. I was wondering what it was at. And I told my mom, ice is falling. And then she said, no, it's snow. And I was like, oh.
If America was perfect, I would like there not to be any bad people. For an example, I wouldn't like for people to kidnap, rape, or do anything else bad to little kids or some people in general.
The homeless will be helped out more, because I feel like the big problem is that the homeless, and they don't get help that much.
And the police, like, police jobs will be, like, more focused on their job because, like, better at catching criminals, basically. So we won't have to worry about it.
If I was a president, I would make sure that everybody is free and that nobody's cheating or anything, and that the bad people will stay in jail till they get their rights and listen.
My American heaven would be a place full of malls, shops, especially restaurants, because I love to cook. It will be a place where I have a big house all to myself.
And also my American heaven is where I just feel wanted there, and it's just some connection between me and that place.